From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. A court in New Orleans is devising a statewide anti-smoking program. It's part of an unusual remedy in a lawsuit brought by Louisiana smokers. Instead of awarding money damages, jurors are being asked to create a stop-smoking program paid for by cigarette makers. NPR's Debbie Elliott has been covering the trial in New Orleans, and she joins us now. Debbie, what kind of program are smokers in this case asking for?
Well, they're asking for a big program, a $1.1 billion, with a B, billion-dollar program that would help an estimated 500,000 smokers quit. It would be a trust fund that would be administered over the next 25 years. During the closing arguments today, attorney Russ Herman told the jury, this was a lot like the new streetcar that runs here in New Orleans along Canal Street from the Mississippi River down to the cemeteries. He said Joe Camel and the Marlboro Man are the conductors, and that this program is aimed at helping smokers get off that streetcar for good before it finally reaches the cemetery. Again and again, lawyers for smokers today reminded the jury of its earlier verdict that tobacco companies engineered an addictive product and they lied about the health effects. Herman told the jurors, you have a blank check now. You balance the books. You correct this injustice.
Now, is it up to the jury to decide what exactly the program would do?
It is. The jury is being asked to look at 12 different components that would make up this program, things like offering free nicotine patches or gum or quit lines or counseling sessions, setting up stop smoking clinics all around the state of Louisiana, even providing money to train doctors, pastors, even community groups to help people quit smoking.
Now, this means that a court would be ordering cigarette makers to help pay for smokers to quit. It sounds like a novel approach here.
It is a novel approach. This is the first time that a court has been asked to fashion a remedy like this. Usually you find sick smokers coming into court asking for money damages for their injuries. In this case, the smokers aren't necessarily sick, and they're not asking for money damages. They're saying their injury is addiction, and they want help to break that addiction, and they think the tobacco company should have to pay for it.
Is there the sense there that this type of remedy would likely catch on in other places?
Not necessarily so. This is a class action lawsuit brought on behalf of a lot of smokers, as I mentioned, 500,000. And it's unusual that tobacco cases go forward in big groups like this because there are so many individual issues that vary from smoker to smoker, like how much you smoke, when you started smoking, and what is the best way for you to quit. So tobacco companies have successfully kept these kinds of cases out of court and will definitely use that as they appeal this case. Today, lawyers for tobacco companies told jurors that this was a billion-dollar boondoggle, that this was somehow a bloated, that the plaintiff lawyers here were just looking for money, then creating a whole new bureaucracy in the state of Louisiana, when it really wasn't necessary because most smokers who want to quit can. They do it after a couple of tries. There's plenty of stuff already available in the state of Louisiana to help them quit. So they argued that it was really unreasonable to ask cigarette companies to pay this $1 billion to set up this program. They suggested something more reasonable might be somewhere in the neighborhood of $20 million and giving smokers like a credit card that they could take, they could get their nicotine patch or their nicotine gum, and the tobacco companies would pick up the bill.
You mentioned that the closing arguments were today. I assume that means the jury is about to get the case.
They are. They finished for the day. They heard the closing arguments. They'll go home, come back tomorrow, and the judge will instruct them on the law here and give them a pretty complicated 10-page jury verdict form. Well, they'll go line by line and decide which of these components should be included, and if so, do they fund it for 1 year, for 2 years, or up to 25 years? So they have a lot ahead of them, and they'll probably get the case early tomorrow afternoon.
Okay, thank you, Debbie.
Thank you, Melissa.
NPR's Debbie Elliott in New Orleans.